David, the media for a long time, and let's not kid ourselves, way before the era of Donald Trump, the media was held in pretty much as low regard as being a member of Congress was held.
It's, you know, I would say that it still is. That number holds up.
I would argue that it actually has gotten worse, and it has gotten worse as the Gulf schism and polarization in America has broadened and lengthened. In other words, it's gotten bigger.
Yeah, well, and the another reason for that cleavage between, you know, middle America and the media is that there's not enough in this administration that's going on that deserves 24/7 coverage. I mean, we heard, you know, the hyperbole is in real time. CNN is talking about, you know, how dare President Trump talk about election fraud? There's no evidence of election fraud. It's the President of the United States making allegations that the Democrats in Florida and Georgia and Arizona are committing fraud. There's no evidence of fraud. Yet you've literally covered for 2 years a Russia scandal that has no evidence of collusion, no evidence of fraud, no evidence of anything. I mean, the guys that you're stringing to the wall are guys who didn't pay their taxes in 1995. So, I mean, you know, what are we talking about here? You literally see the duplicity happen right before your eyes.
All right. It is 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Kevin from Parts Unknown on WBEN. You're on Bowerly and Bellevue.
Hey, how you doing? Kevin from Kenmore. Guys, you know, I don't listen to the local news. Don't watch it. 247, nothing like that. I watch Fox. Like to watch some Hannity. You know, you guys really, you know, listen to you a couple hours a day in the car. So I get everything I need from you guys all different hours of the day. Otherwise, I don't believe a word that really they say. I could do without them. I don't care. I'm not on social media. I don't really care about them. They can go do whatever they want. They can talk about whatever they want. Who cares?
When did you start feeling that way? Because there came a point in the last 2 years, maybe a little bit longer, where I don't believe a thing I hear unless I research it myself in the media.
Listen, this is what I really never was a big news guy. I kind of like facts. So, you know what I do? I listen to you guys. I get the news in the morning. I read your obituaries and a couple the local news, and that's it. And I put it away.
You sound far too young to make the word obituaries part of why you read the paper.
I don't know. We all do. You don't?
I don't read the paper.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, anyways, but that's the way I feel about all that. I appreciate taking the call.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin and Kenmore. It is Alliteration Day. It is Bowerly and Bellevue. A question for you. Do you or do you not hate the media? Do you love the media? And locally, who does a great job and who drives you up a wall? I will tell you, somebody that I never thought got her fair share of props, local TV reporter Claudine Ewing. Claudine Ewing is one of the people who has been laboring in the trenches of media for many, many years. And, you know, to see her just constantly get overlooked drives me nuts, because she's factual. She is diligent. She is friendly. And I think she totally gets overlooked in the mix of great TV reporters in the history of Western New York media. Claudine Ewing from Channel 2. David, the media for a long time, and let's not kid ourselves, way before the era of Donald Trump, the media was held in pretty much as low regard as being a member of Congress was held.
It's, you know, I would say that it still is. That number holds up.
I would argue that it actually has gotten worse, and it has gotten worse as the Gulf schism and polarization in America has broadened and lengthened. In other words, it's gotten bigger.
Yeah, well, and the another reason for that cleavage between, you know, middle America and the media is that there's not enough in this administration that's going on that deserves 24/7 coverage. I mean, we heard, you know, the hyperbole is in real time. CNN is talking about, you know, how dare President Trump talk about election fraud? There's no evidence of election fraud. It's the President of the United States making allegations that the Democrats in Florida and Georgia and Arizona are committing fraud. There's no evidence of fraud. Yet you've literally covered for 2 years a Russia scandal that has no evidence of collusion, no evidence of fraud, no evidence of anything. I mean, the guys that you're stringing to the wall are guys who didn't pay their taxes in 1995. So, I mean, you know, what are we talking about here? You literally see the duplicity happen right before your eyes.
All right. It is 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Kevin from Parts Unknown on WBEN. You're on Bowerly and Bellevue.
Hey, how you doing? Kevin from Kenmore. Guys, you know, I don't listen to the local news. Don't watch it. 247, nothing like that. I watch Fox. Like to watch some Hannity. You know, you guys really, you know, I listen to you a couple hours a day in the car. So I get everything I need from you guys all different hours of the day. Otherwise, I don't believe a word that really they say. I could do without them. I don't care. I'm not on social media. I don't really care about them. They can go do whatever they want. They can talk about whatever they want. Who cares?
When did you start feeling that way? Because there came a point in the last 2 years, maybe a little bit longer, where I don't believe a thing I hear unless I research it myself in the media.
Listen, this is what I really never was a big news guy. I kind of like facts. So, you know what I do? I listen to you guys. I get the news in the morning. I read your obituaries and a couple of the local news, and that's it. And I put it away.
You sound far too young to make the word obituaries part of why you read the paper.
I don't know. We all do. You don't?
I don't read the paper.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, anyways, but that's the way I feel about all that. I appreciate taking the call.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin and Kenmore. It is Alliteration Day. It is Bowerly and Bellevue. A question for you. Do you or do you not hate the media? Do you love the media? And locally, who does a great job and who drives you up a wall? I will tell you, somebody that I never thought got her fair share of props, local TV reporter Claudine Ewing. Claudine Ewing is one of the people who has been laboring in the trenches of media for many, many years. And, you know, to see her just constantly get overlooked drives me nuts, because she's factual. She is diligent. She is friendly. And I think she totally gets overlooked in the mix of great TV reporters in the history of Western New York media. Claudine Ewing from Channel 2.
Mama, just killed a man. But a gun against his head.
Oh, that's the real Freddie Mercury from the real Live Aid back in 1980 at Wembley Stadium. And, you know, I got to tell you, David, before we get back to our topic of do you hate the media? Why do you hate the media? Whom drives you craziest in the media? We got into it off air because I've heard. Keep in mind, this is the Amazon generation. This is the Amazon Prime generation, Amazon On Demand Video generation, the Netflix generation, the Hulu generation, the Roku generation, whatever, Sudoku generation. I mean, it's a whole new way we have of entertainment. I am hearing out there on the streets of Buffalo and Western New York more buzz about the movie Bohemian Rhapsody about Queen than I have heard from real people since the movie Titanic. It is on a par with Titanic. The only question is, will it be as long lasting as Titanic, the movie, not the boat?
Yeah, I'm not hearing that at all. I mean, the Rotten Tomatoes, the critic review estimate is 62%. The audience is 94%, so I can understand where, you know, people like it. But the box office is really ho-hum. It's not all that great. The Grinch beat Bohemian Rhapsody in England. So, I mean, you would figure that if Queen movie was going to do the best, it would probably do the best in Europe. But the Grinch actually beat it in the UK box office.
But are just a question, because I mean, you understand the movies and the business of movies and everything else. Can we still use the box office figures as a metric in this era of Netflix and Amazon Prime Video and all that kind of stuff?
Well, first of all, I mean, all those other platforms do is just allow a movie to make more money. You know, but as far as what a success is, it really comes down to Academy Awards for artistic credit. You know, and there's rumors that the guy who played Freddie Mercury is up there for a nomination. So if he gets nominated,
should be.
Well, and the movie should. Listen, they're nominating 12 movies a year. now for Best Picture. So if Bohemian Rhapsody isn't in there, then, you know, you could make questions. But the other thing they're doing for the first time ever in the Academy Awards, they're doing popular movies. There's a category now for Best Picture, but it's not an artistic Best Picture. It's what was the best movie, which, you know, a film like Top Gun could right. end up getting an Oscar for Best Picture because it's the popcorn, you know, let's do comedies. Let's do, you know, Dumb and Dumber made more money than any movie comedy that year. But, you know, everyone was talking about Pulp Fiction.
Well, Pulp Fiction was a great movie. Dumb and Dumber was a great movie, but different genres altogether. But
Forrest Gump, same thing.
Well, that's all I have to say about that. But no, but as far as the buzz from the general public, not since Titanic have I heard people out there in a radio land and people with whom I speak, and these are not necessarily people that are in the music business as musicians or as fans of music. These are just people that I've run into. As much buzz about Bohemian Rhapsody among the folks as I heard about Titanic way back in the day. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of staying power it has. I would just make this recommendation. I mean, look, if you're a Queen fan, you're going to like the movie. I don't know if you're going to love the movie, but you're going to like the movie. I thought the movie was very good. Do I think it was excellent? No, and I don't think it was excellent because there were some historical inaccuracies that drove me a little bit crazy. I granted, look, you've got to suspend your disbelief when you go to a movie. I get that. I understand that. But it was a very good movie. And I would definitely recommend it for anybody who enjoys the music of Freddie Mercury and Queen. The performance the dude who plays Freddie Mercury puts in is absolutely, positively top-notch. You're going to love it. For that matter, the performance Mike Myers puts in was absolutely hilarious. And it was a comedic break in a movie that was desperate for some comedic breaks. But I will call it a very good movie. But I'm going to recommend that if you care enough about the music of Queen to see Bohemian Rhapsody, that you see it in IMAX, because I think it's going to enhance your enjoyment of the film. As long as you're going to see it on the big screen, spend the extra money, go for the gusto, and see it on IMAX. It is a movie, David, I think I would go back and I would see it again, which to me is the mark that I liked a movie.
Straight Outta Compton did the best for a music biopic, but Bohemian Rhapsody is number two. So it's the second largest opening for a music biopic ever. Straight Outta Compton 2015, which was not only critically acclaimed, but the audience loved it as well. About the, you know,
NWA,
thank you. I was going to say Digital Underground. That was Tupac's group.
Just don't say the words.
No. NWA was, you know, you've got Ice Cube and, you know, Dr. Dre. And Snoop Dogg is in the movie and Tupac's in there for a little bit. But anyway, it just shows the whole Suge Knight, what was going on in the rap industry in the 90s. That was some scary stuff. Those guys were...
Of course, technically, the movies are part of the media. And our question is, I mean, yeah, part of it's about the news. What or whom do you like in the media? Do you love or hate media? I mean, I love that question. Do you love or hate media? Are you somebody, when you watch a newscast, are you likely to throw something against the wall? And if you watch certain people or listen to certain people, are you likely to throw something against the wall? Are you likely to applaud? Are you likely to drive along and go, yeah, 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 say it again? David, I've been at this a very long time, maybe too long. And, you know, the media, again, you know, we've always been right up there with used car salesmen and politicians in terms of our popularity and respect factor. I think people in the media typically think that they are more important than they really are. Limbaugh, you know, talks about politics as being Hollywood for ugly people, and I think to some extent that is correct.
There's some truth to that.
But you know, the extreme dislike for the media is something that is a relatively new phenomenon. I mean, and I think it is reflective of the wider gap and chasm in American society. I mean, some people, David, love it when President Trump calls out fake news, and he just did it again with a story.
But you know, how long has this been going on? I mean, we've been reporting on things that, you know, a leak would happen. Let's just go back to the Bush administration. There was a narrative that was pushed by every news outlet that 5 million Iraqis were killed since the beginning of the Iraq War. And it made the assumption that the American military was somehow responsible for 5 million Iraqis. That's a ridiculous number. And then the number came down, and then it was 2 million, and then it was 500,000, and then it was 200,000. And you just, there was no one dared step up and say, that's garbage, and you know it's garbage. There are so many narratives that have been thrown down our throat. And unfortunately, what happens when you don't have a sober back and forth with the mainstream media is you get conspiracy theories. That's where conspiracy theories come from. They don't feel that the way a story is being covered is transparent. They don't feel that the government is being forthcoming. So people go about themselves and they question why nobody talks about it. Well, maybe nobody talks about it because it's not a story, or maybe nobody talks about it because they have an agenda. And right now you see a disproportionate amount of progressives that get into journalism. I mean, how is it that you can throw a dart in a factory and it's 50-50 split between someone's political persuasion? But when you go in the journalism, you know, a newsroom is 98% liberal. You know, I mean, you don't think that that's
a minute I thought you were talking about DOJ.
No, but it's unbelievable how completely one-sided. Nobody in their right mind. Could you imagine if only white people, if the amount of liberals in journalism were white, could you imagine the backlash that you would have?
Let's leave the Buffalo News out of this.
But I'm just saying, if you don't have a representative, a representation of the electorate, of the audience, how could you attempt to reach a multifaceted cultural audience?
Well, no, but see, I'm being sarcastic, but I'm not really being sarcastic because the Buffalo News, of course, is one of the organizations that always, you know, talks about diversity, the importance of diversity. And a few years ago, the Buffalo News was actually called out as one of the newspapers with the least diverse staff of reporters. Now they've got like zero reporters.
I mean, after competency, diversity is very important. But you need competency first.
Well, how about ideological diversity?
Well, I'm saying all diversity is good. You don't want – wouldn't it be helpful to have a Middle East correspondent that actually knows something about the Middle East? And wouldn't it be great to have someone cover Wall Street that actually has a portfolio and knows something about stocks? I mean, you're not going to just hire a random Yahoo to run sports. You're going to pick someone who knows something about football to cover your football team.
But you think that's what it is? You think most people hate the media because they feel that we are unfair and biased, and maybe not we was a bad pronoun to use, but that the media is basically 98% left-leaning, and that any story about Donald Trump is likely to have an anti-Trump bias built into it simply because it's about Donald Trump. By the way, folks, we do have a winner. We do have a winner of the Michael Bublé ticket, so you can stop calling on the Michael Bublé tickets, because what happened was you're starting to flood into our regular call-in line. The tickets are gone. They have a happy little camper who has just won the Michael Bublé tickets. But do you think that's what it is, David, the lack of ideological diversity?
I think it's a huge part of it. I think the other thing is that Americans don't like to be force-fed anything. You know, and when it comes to, you know, how careful America's made very obvious mistakes in our history, and we've atoned for them. We don't ignore them. We don't gloss over them in the past. But America really does not like to be told what to think and how to think. And there's any politician or any era where you've seen, you know, even yellow journalism. How did we get into the Spanish-American War? This isn't new. Fake news is not a phenomenon of 2018.
No. Nope.
It's been going on forever. Just nobody called. No one had any power or a platform to call it out. But we've gotten into world wars, or I should say wars. We've gotten into global campaigns because journalists have sent us down the path to jingoistic
adventure. Just, not just with the USS Maine and the Spanish-American War in 1898, but also with World War I. You were right. I mean, the Lusitania, hate to break it to you folks, but the Lusitania, in addition to carrying all of those passengers, including East Aurora's own Elbert Hubbard, was in fact carrying munitions, and that is one of the reasons why it went down so quickly, because... And the Imperial German government printed an ad in the New York paper saying, look, we are at war with England. Any flagged vessel of England is fair game for the Untersee boats. And the Lusitania actually was carrying munitions. And yet the American newspapers made it seem as though it was just a bunch of innocent passengers on a very innocent boat. The Lusitania was not an innocent boat, and the people who ran the Lusitania, they're responsible for, as far as I'm concerned, they're responsible for all of those deaths because they loaded weapons of war on the Lusitania. It was fair pickings.
Look, there wasn't a lot of stories during the Civil War about Andersonville in the South. There weren't a lot of stories about the, you know, the things that
Big POW camp for those who.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, of course, they pick and choose what they want to put out there. But again, you have the president of the United States, the most powerful platform arguably in the world. And, you know, this is a guy who literally is going to, in a press conference, say, you know, your statement is racist. I don't appreciate it. You know, you're calling the president of the United States a white national is absurd.
So do you like it when the president calls out fake news? So what do you love? What do you hate about media? Have you turned out media? You know, what do you consider to be media? What do you consider to be a trustworthy source of news, a trustworthy source of opinion, whether it's TV, radio? What are some guaranteed tune outs? And isn't it like a helpless feeling? I don't know how many of you can relate to this, but when you are in a doctor's office, and they've got one all-news channel on. I can think of two of them offhand. I'm not going to name them. But one is more local, and one is more national. And you kind of feel like you are a prisoner of propaganda. You used to go to this doctor's office, and they used to have a certain news channel on. And, David, talk about a rough way to start the day. From 8:30 in the morning all the way on in the waiting room, I'm told how much, you know, basically Donald Trump is screwing up the country. Donald Trump has single-handedly made the country a horrible place for any kind of political discourse, blah, 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 blah. And there's not a darn thing you can do about it because it's a doctor's office. It's not your home. You don't control the remote.
Well, that's one thing if it happens on a news network, but what about when it happens on ESPN? I just want to see highlights of the basketball and hockey games. I don't necessarily want to hear a dissertation from a sports columnist in Philadelphia telling me about how he's against Trump's trade policies. I mean, everything is about Trump. It's not just the political shows we watch. It's Saturday Night Live. It's everything having to do with popular culture has to do with Donald Trump. And it's if you voted for him, we know that you think, we know that you don't respect the intellect of 50% of America. We've heard, you know, enough of the innuendo before people start to realize you think you're better than we are. Liberals think they're smarter, that they know more, that they're better, that the education that they got, the piece of paper that's worthless, that they're spending 25 years to pay off, that makes you a better person. And because of that, you look your nose down at everything. And for the longest time, people that think like we think, we've suffered fools and just shut up and stayed in our corner. And now guess what? People are starting to get women together and do rallies. People are talking about pushing back and saying, you're not going to come to people's homes and terrorize them. Why isn't I'm so glad that Colbert wrote a tweet. Why isn't CNN outing these people's names and having them? What is the D.C. Police Department doing? You're not looking for Seth Rich's killer. Who? Find something. Give me a name. Show me an arrest. These people are incognito. They made their own video, for the love of God.